That was such a wonderful time of worship. Those songs, Tammy, were some of the ones that just really have a special thing that God has done in my heart over the years. And just you picking those songs, the song of, and now I come into your chambers and I dance before you. On all the things that have been in my life up till now belong to you. All the good, all the bad, all the hard times, all the scary times. He's done many miracles in my life. He's taught me a lot. He's shown me his love through so many ways throughout the years. And I'm very grateful, you know, for my this group of ladies who have just encouraged me. And I just want to share what God has shown me about worship, about being still in his presence. Being still in his presence is vital. It's like vital, you know? It's vital. Boom, boom, boom. I need it. It's my lifeline. That place of stillness and surrendering to his love is where I find everything I need for the day, for the journey, for whatever I'm facing, whatever circumstance. I need that being still time, that surrender. That's where I find his love, his peace, his comfort. You ladies felt that this tonight. He's here. The living water, the courage to keep going on, healing of the hearts, and healing of even our bodies. Now, by nature, Debbie Pyle is a Martha type person. I tend to be busy with lots of things I want to do and things that I don't want to do. And I got a long, long list. And because my husband loves to have the news on first thing in the morning, I hear all the discouraging things, all the things that affect me and have affected you and kind of discourage me. And it's really, I have to be up, I have to be doing those things and I have to be about, so I can't help it but hear them. Those things overwhelm me. I have concerns about my husband. I have concerns about my grown children and now my grandchildren. And I start fussing, and I start fretting, and I get overwhelmed. But it's then that I start sensing my Heavenly Father calling me to himself, to come away with him, and he'll take care of everything. And if you've ever seen a little child just, you know, fussing and fussing, and what does the parent do? He reaches out. That's what our Heavenly Father's like. He's saying, come. And he tries to pick us up. Now, for me, and I like to be in the mornings, I like to go outside. I used to go walking. I used to like to be out where I could hear the birds. But now it's in my back porch swing where it's quiet, and I'll put on my iPod and I'll listen to my worship music and I'll start singing to the Lord. And those worship songs help me. They are the words that I can pray back to the Lord. They are the encouragement that I need to hear that God is merciful, he's faithful, he's full of long-suffering, he's patient, and there's safety. All those songs there always have helped me to worship. So I have a heart towards worship songs. And after a while, I surrender and I'm still in his presence. I relax, finally, because I know I'm in his arms. All of a sudden, now he's there. He's always been there. It's just me that's trying to fight it. And I feel peaceful and I feel safe. I need to feel safe. Sometimes the knowing of his greatness causes me to bow. At other times, he's peeled away all my fears, and I have a lot of fears, and he's dealt with them. But then I can cry and I can give him my deepest pain. I raise my hands and I worship him. That's a form of surrender. And there are times I'm so happy and there's so much freedom that I dance before him. And now, after that stillness, he's taken my face, my chin, and he's focused it on him. And I've got focused on him now. And now I can go on, because I'm not looking at my circumstances. I'm looking in the eyes of my Father. Psalm 16:11 says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." He made known to me and you the path of life. That's that vital thing I was telling you about, that lifeline. I was taking care of my granddaughter today, Hannah. She's 4 months old tomorrow. And she was fussing today. She's been sick, and she's better now, but she was fussing. And the more she was struggling and trying to sleep and trying to rest, and she'd get so mad and so frustrated, and she just were fussing. I didn't know God was going to show me this until the time with Hannah today, because I had something totally different. But God said, "This is what you were to share." And I felt for Hannah, you know? She fought, she was crying, she was upset, she didn't feel good, her tummy hurt, and I just wanted to comfort her. And I was holding Hannah, and I was walking her, and I was saying, "Be still, Hannah. It's okay. Grandma's here. I'll take care of you, Hannah. I love you, Hannah. I'll give you some food. You're safe, Hannah. I'm not going to let you go. You're going to rest." And you know, God said, "That's it. That's what it is, my daughter. That's what it's like to be still." When Hannah finally surrendered, she stopped. She received my comfort. She received my love. She received the food I was going to give her. And then she rested. She slept. She rested. And when she woke up, or the other times that she had a couple of fussy times, when she didn't sleep, she looked at me. She smiled. And of course, what's Grandma doing? Smiling right at her. And she talked to me, and she laughed, and guess what? That's what I was explaining of what I do. When I finally relax and I'm able to give him everything, I sense him turning my head away from things, and I start smiling, because he's given me his joy and his peace and his love. There's a worship song, another worship song that I love, and it explains exactly what I feel like being still means. And it's called "Could I." Could I just sit here a while, knowing there's nothing that I need to say? Safe in the knowledge that you know my way. You love me completely. No need to hide a thing. Could I just sit here a while, letting you melt away all of my fears? I feel your comfort when you are so near. I hide myself in the shelter that you made for me. Could I just kneel here a while, doing what I was created to do? Bowing in reverence, I long to adore you. How could we not? Willingly giving all that I can surrender. Could I just rest here a while, letting you whisper my burdens away? In all of my journeys, there's no other place where I find refuge, strength for my weary heart. Could I? Being still in his presence is realizing he's with us all the time. This is the time to gather, you know, together corporately. But he's with us all the time, and all the time things that try and get us distracted, it's just that time that he's getting our chins and saying, I'm here. I haven't left. I'm right here with you. I'm here at school. I'm here at work. I'm here wherever you go. And he just wants to tell us that, to refocus on him. And that's what I need. I've come tonight for more of his presence. And I know you have too, because I was telling his sister, just that theme, the verse, be still and know that I am God, has drawn a lot of us. Just those five words. Be still and know that I am God. We need to know that now more than ever. And he will draw near as we draw near to him, because he's faithful. Thank you.